You know, Miguel, you've been on a couple of different teams, so you know how different teams approach the mental half of the fight. What's the difference here? Does it take some getting used to the work in the film room and all the extra work?
You kind of know what you have to do when you get here. They put it all out on the table. You know, they let you know what you have to do. They let you know what they want you to do when you get here, and you just got to figure out your role.
Is it made pretty clear that the success of this team, a lot of that's to do with the mental reps, the mental preparation?
You got to make sure you got to know what you're doing. You know, and you got to go out there and be able to execute the plays, be able to go out there and make plays for them too. So, you know, I feel like as long as you do that, I think you'll be pretty good.
Does the time off affect the running game? I know some of the receivers say that the time off sometimes makes it a little stale for them. Does it affect the running game the same way?
Their timing and stuff, you know, the things that they do is a lot different than what we do. You know, we just got to go in there and get the ball and find a hole and run. You know, they got to do it. Their stuff got to do it a lot with timing, depth and how far they do their routes and stuff. So, for us, I feel like it don't do too much. It don't affect us too much.
How good is this offensive line been? There's been a lot of shuffling, but you guys seem not to have missed the beat at all, even with the young guys.
Our offensive line is really good, you know. Despite the shuffling around, despite, you know, a couple guys going down, we've been good, you know, and they've been solid. You know, I feel like they step up. Anybody that we put in there that's going to step up to the plate and do what they have to do to, you know, make sure the offense is still running efficiently.
McGarrett, you guys talk about having to, each week getting a win, you can't take it for granted in the NFL, but especially playing at home, how important is it just to take care of business this weekend?
It's important for us, you know, to win the game in general because, you know, that's the culture around here. You know, they base a lot of things on winning around here. So, you know, you can't get to your ultimate goal unless you win football games. So, you know, that's what we need to do.
What do you think it is? It's so Foxborough is a hard place for teams to come in here. Since 2010, only four teams have won when they've come here on the road. What is it about Foxborough that you guys kind of take advantage of home field advantage?
I feel like it's hard to beat any team at home. You know, it's tough. You know, it's a different atmosphere. You got your whole town behind you. You got everybody from around, you know, surrounding counties, surrounding cities. You know what I'm saying, that support you. And then, you know, you have some teams that bring a small amount of people. You know, you don't have that support and that backup. You know, and it's just tough to win. It's tough to win in anybody's home. You know, and I feel like it's just kind of hard to win here.
Broncos are still a few weeks away. Is this almost like a trap month for you guys, not looking ahead to them?
I mean, you know, we can't worry about the Broncos and then go out and play the Redskins. You know, we just got to go out there and focus on who we got to play this Sunday. You know, and whenever the Broncos come up, they come up, you know, but we got to focus on playing these guys.
The anticipation, I think, around the league becomes such that there's so much conversation and anticipation. Is that where that whole ignore the noise message comes into you guys?
I mean, you guys are the ones that bring up the weeks away, you know. We stay focused on the task at hand, which is, you know, the Washington Redskins this week, you know. And that's what we're taught, you know, and it's instilled in us, you know, the whole time you're here, and eventually it's just become a habit.
Yes, one more. How would you describe the communication on the field when something doesn't work? You guys come back to the sideline, you need to make adjustments. How would you describe how it is on this sideline?
I mean, I feel like it's just like any other team, you know. If we got to make adjustments, you know, they're going to go out there and they're going to tell us, you know, the coaches are going to come communicate with us and tell us what we need to do, what we don't need to do, and you know, that's how the adjustments are made.